Hi, I'm Damir Roos of Soul Nigerian Podcast, and you're listening to Into the Podverse with Tony Doe.
Word Bits with the Beloved Vocals is where faith meets the modern world. Join host Chika, the Beloved Vocals, a lover of God, as she delves into scripture-based perspectives on today's happenings.
Man's desire to fix these issues outside God only has limited results which do not have lasting effect. However, God's word is man's sure cure for life's challenges.
Through insightful discussions and heartfelt reflections, this show offers a unique blend of spiritual wisdom to navigate life's twists and turns. Tune in to discover how timeless truths can illuminate our understanding of the ever-evolving world.
You can listen to Word Bits with the Beloved Vocals on any of your favorite podcast platforms like Apple, Spotify, and even on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast to receive notifications of new episodes so you don't miss a thing. Like and share episodes too so the word gets out rapidly.
Welcome to Into the Podverse with your host, Tony Doe. This is where innovation meets storytelling and challenges transform into opportunities. So join me, Tony Doe, on an auditory journey that unveils the secrets of this burgeoning medium. Uncover the hidden gems of podcasting from my perspective and with exclusive interviews from the masters of the Podverse. Damir Rose's journey into podcasting began with a passion for entertaining people and a desire to be a source of joy. Inspired by the emotional and mental connection that audio provides, he recognizes the powerful impact of podcasts. The goal was to create a show, Soul Nigerian, where Nigerians, regardless of their location, could hear relatable stories, learn from each other, and feel a sense of unity.
Certainly, my journey into podcasting began with my love for entertaining people. I've always had a keen to be the source of joy to people. And podcasting was one of the things I considered, especially when the inspiration came from recognizing the power of audio to connect to people emotionally and mentally. There's just so much power that audio has. And I wanted to create a platform where Nigerians, irrespective of where you grew up, irrespective if you're in diaspora or if you're in Nigeria itself, you know, just somewhere where Nigerians could hear relatable stories, learn from each other, and feel a sense of unity and a sense of connection despite our differences. So Nigerian is just more or so like a passion project aimed at fostering understanding and appreciation for the vibrant tapestry of, you know, the Nigerian youthful life. If you're a young Nigerian, wherever you are, you would enjoy the content that Soul Nigerian has for you. And that's one of the things we're able to create with Soul Nigerian, and a way to even infuse the comedic element and still enlighten and educate people while they listen to them on just pressing social issues that are happening around us or how we grew up.
Damir Rose says being a part of the Spotify panel in Lagos was a tremendous honor, offering useful insights into the growing podcasting industry in Africa.
Being part of the Spotify panel in Lagos was a tremendous and huge honor for me, and it provided a valuable insights that just shaped my podcasting journey in the sense that, you know, the event emphasized on the importance of just like learning more about podcasting and the inevitable growth of the podcasting industry in Lagos, in Nigeria, and in Africa as a whole, you know. And just engaging with all the other podcasters just highlighted the strength of our community, regardless of how small we are. It was just able to show us that the future is there for the podcasting industry. And the shared mission just to amplify our diverse voices, our diverse content, it was remarkable for me. The experience reinforced my commitment towards creating content, can't lie. You know, it just served as a source of motivation for me, you know. and just creating the content that resonates, foster connections, and just reflects the dynamic spirit of our Nigerian culture. And overall, the Spotify, you know, panel, the Spotify panel was a pivotal moment for me as a podcaster, especially thinking back into years when we started thinking, you know, this kind of event would not hold in Lagos. You know, that's, it's remarkable for a multinational to come and do something like this in Africa. And it just fueled my dedication into helping and elevating the podcasting landscape in Nigeria. And I'm committed, I'm filled, I'm gingered for this.
Covering topics from culture to personal stories, So Nigerian creates a space for meaningful questions and discussions. Through social media and the Spotify Q&A, Dami actively seeks and incorporates a wide range of opinions.
Of course, So Nigerian Podcast, I think, has played a crucial role in just fostering a vibrant community, you know, just by featuring diverse voices and diverse perspectives and opinions, you know. We've covered topics ranging from culture, current events, growing up as young people, to personal stories. You know, it creates creating a space for meaningful discussions. And we even, through our social media community and the Spotify Q&A, we're able to ask for the inflow of other people's, you know, opinions and discussions and perspectives, just to have a broader or a wider range of opinions and perspectives. And the feedback from our listeners has been overwhelmingly positive, I won't lie, highlighting the sense of belonging and appreciation for the diverse narratives shared on the podcast. Listeners often express gratitude to Can't Even Lie for the platform that we bring. It just helps to bring people together and helps to connect people to their Nigerian roots and shed more light on important aspects of growing up as a Nigerian, or just living as a Nigerian youth and just being authentic to your Nigerian culture or your Nigerian youthful stage.
By sharing personal stories, especially those involving overcoming challenges like drug addiction, So Nigerian helps listeners feel heard and understood. A particular episode of the show stood out as a powerful example of Dami's commitment to addressing significant societal issues and promoting understanding and support within the community.
I mean, in one impactful episode of So Nigerian, we delved into the sensitive topic of drug addiction. You know, he was sharing a personal story that resonated deeply with our audience. And we had a guest who's an avid listener of the podcast. Funny story, you know, interesting story. We were heading to record, we're scheduled rather to record another episode, a visual episode. We had something lined up, you know, content already prepared, and we were just working on it throughout the previous day. And an email came in from Bini Soldier. He wrote about how he wanted to share his addiction journey and his recovery process to meth, and how he had done different type of drugs and all of those things. I decided to ask for his phone number, and I gave him a call, and we had a lengthy conversation, and I asked him if he was in Lagos and would like to be on the episode, as he sent in the email, you know. And he came in from, I think, from Ajah. It was a very far place, you know, but, you know, the dedication and the motivation was there. And being as an avid listener, I really wanted to share his story to our listeners. So he decided to come that morning. He even got to the studio before us. We recorded, and he courageously opened up about his struggles and emphasized the significance of just breaking through and recovering, especially in the Nigerian context, being addicted to drug, or just, you know, being in that space in a Nigerian home, and what he could have, you know, the toll it could have taken upon him. And the overwhelming response from our listeners just demonstrated the collective yearning for more open conversations and more, you know, deep conversations, it just became evident that addressing drug abuse or drug addiction on the podcast wasn't just about like mere content, but was just fostering a supporting community and helping our listeners get enlightened on some of these issues. You know, they probably have people that have gone through it, but you know, hearing it on the podcast and hearing somebody that has talked about his recovery and just courageously opening up, it was amazing for them. And it just helps people, it helps them feel heard and understood. You know, this reinforced the podcast role, you know, the So Nigerian podcast role, in just sparking essential dialogues that contribute, you know, that contributes to breaking down social barriers and promoting well-being in Nigerian youthful community. And just being brave and talking about your story, maybe it can impact someone or it can help somebody. So I think that's one of the episodes that stood out to me, my drug experience, you know.
Dami is highly optimistic about the future of podcasting in Africa and envisions a surge in niche podcasts catering to specific interests and communities across the continent. The growing appetite for authentic African voices presents a golden opportunity for diverse content creators.
Ah, the future of podcasting in Africa is incredibly promising, and I always tell people this. The growth is inevitable. The boom is still coming. You know, people think the boom was last year or this year. I'm telling you, the growing appetite for authentic African voices and stories will just present a golden opportunity for diverse content creators, and it's coming soon. You know, I personally, I envision a surge in niche podcasters, you know, that caters for like specific interests and just communities as a whole, you know, like, I feel like that's something that is coming soon. You know, people are going to start having, you know, podcasters or podcasts for their communities, for the African communities, and it's going to surge out into the world and just be there for other people to understand, hear, and be entertained. You know, just further amplifying the richness of our continent and our country's narratives, man. As for my own podcast, as for So Nigerian, I foresee just, you know, collaborating much more with like all other African podcasters. That, you know, I feel like that's something that will be very pivotal for the growth of the podcast right now, and just embracing interactive and new elements of marketing. Like right now, people do a lot of short form video content, and that's something that we are open to expand into. We already started, but you know, it's something that we always need to adapt to emerging trends, you know, while still staying true to your core mission and your core vision of the podcast. You know, community building will also be key for us. That's one thing we also want trying to target right now, to remain relevant and just resonating with our dynamic audience. You know, the journey ahead is one of the continuous innovations and deeper connections within, you know, the vibrant future of African podcasting.
So Nigerian addresses pressing social issues, particularly mental health, and also explores the cultural aspects of African parenting, treating issues such as control and lack of freedom.
Oh yes, we've had episodes that tackle pressing social issues, you know, including mental health. And I think we've had about 3 episodes just talking about mental health. We had one with baby girl Tosin Victoria, a YouTuber, and she was able to enlighten. You know, the episode just reinforced the importance of destigmatizing mental health in Nigeria. And it sparked conversations, and our community started to actively seeking resources and support, man. It just became clear that addressing mental health on the podcast wasn't just about like content or entertainment at this point. It was just a catalyst for a change, just fostering more understanding and empathy, not just to people, but also to men. You know, like we had an episode directed to just men depression rates, and the impacts reaffirmed our commitment to tackling some of these vital or pressing social issues. adding the Nigerian context into it, you know, just to help easily consume the content, to help Nigerian youth easily consume the content. You know, we don't want to sound too boring or too prepared or too straightforward. You know, the impact, just like I said, the impact reaffirmed our commitment to tackling these issues, these social issues, you know, just contributing to a much more compassionate and informed Nigerian society and Nigerian youth. So, yeah. Yes, one unforgettable cultural exploration from one of the episodes. We have a lot, to be honest, but I think one that stood up to me after a bit of disappointing African parents. We in no way meant for people to disappoint the African parents or their parents, but you know, we just had to find a way to resonate or relate the culture of African parents being treating their children as a subject and letting them not want to attain their goals or actually have goals and ambitions, or just being controlling, and how they do not allow freedom for their kids, even at the adult stage. And the lasting impression just came from the heartfelt responses, you know, listeners from different backgrounds just sharing their own experiences, and it just reinforced the podcast role, man, and just how our vision and mission still aligns with, you know, relating with the Nigerian youth and just having an engaged community. You know, it's one of the episodes that stood out to me because of the heartfelt responses gotten from our listeners.
Research plays a crucial role in ensuring content accuracy and depth. Collaboration, audience feedback, and a dynamic approach to weaving together diverse stories contribute to the show's authenticity and celebration of the rich Nigerian youthful culture.
Yeah, so behind the scenes for So Nigerian, I mean, firstly, at the beginning of the year, my co-host and I, we sit down, we jot down all the, not even beginning of the year, we have a notepad of like close to let's say close to 30 or more, just about 30 episodes, and then we strike out episodes that we record on, you know, just to have, just never have content block. So we always stay attuned to just pulse of current conversations, emerging trends, and diverse interests of just our audience. You know, topic selection is basically just influenced on the need to address issues or like just the conversations relevant to the Nigerian youthful life, you know, just to, you know, and research plays a crucial role, you know, in ensuring accuracy and depth of our content, you know. And we also like to collaborate as well. That's something that we always do. And feedback from the listeners is also a guiding factor from us. So when we create some of these contents, we jot down some of these episodes, we research, and being that like it's Nigerian life, Nigerian youth, content is always, as long as we are living in Nigeria and we are also in Nigerian youth, it's just easier to disseminate the information. So we are constantly jotting down and updating our list of episodes that we can put. You know, honestly, like the creative process is a dynamic collaboration between just staying connected to our audience, researching extensively, and just weaving together stories that sometimes we even decide to, on the episodes we might agree on something, but we decide to give another different perspective and research for that perspective, just to, you know, counter and have, you know, entertain or engage our listeners into seeing another perspective into that. That might not even be our own thought or opinion, but just for the entertainment and just to help the authenticity of the So Nigerian value, the So Nigerian podcast, rather. I mean, it's just the authenticity and the celebration of the rich Nigerian youthful culture.
No show woes. Dami talks about the challenges of guests not arriving on time for scheduled recordings or being no shows at all. Going forward, he intends to be more stringent about timing and appearances for future guests.
I mean, a challenging situation that I faced as a podcaster. There's so many challenges we face on a daily, and it's just how we're able to come through these challenges. But one that I can tell you about is, I would say, you know, not so doing live recordings, but I want to be different. So I would say guests, you know, we paid for studio session, out of our pocket, and the guest did not arrive after we scheduled. So we had to go back and forth after payments, and it was a very challenging situation for me, man. And after that, I decided that, you know, we're going to be much more keen and very much more strict about, you know, timing and appearances of further guests in the future. So yeah, that's a challenging situation for me.
While he doesn't claim to be the sole voice of Nigerian youth, Dami Erosh knows he plays a significant role in addressing their concerns, aspirations, and diverse perspectives. The show fosters open dialogues on topics like education, employment, social issues, and cultural nuances, infusing elements of entertainment.
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm the voice of the Nigerian youth, but yeah, I mean, I guess it carries significant responsibilities and also opportunities. It basically just means addressing not only their concerns, but also amplifying their aspirations and diverse perspectives. One responsibility is to foster open dialogues on topics that actually matter, you know, from like education to employment to social issues, cultural nuances, and still adding a little bit of entertainment here and here there, you know. The opportunity just lies in creating a platform that empowers and informs, you know. So just by featuring stories of challenges, or just basically, so Niger just aims to inspire the youth while providing valuable insights. You know, it's all about just contributing a sense of community with comedic elements as well, but like where listeners just feel heard and understood. You know, ultimately the responsibility is just to contribute positively to the narrative of narrative surrounding Nigerian youth, you know, embracing the potential, you know, for just change and growth and unity within this dynamic demographic.
Anticipating growing trends in Nigerian and African podcasting, Dami foresees increased collaboration between African podcasters, the rise of niche content catering to diverse interests, and the growing emphasis on video podcasts.
Balancing humor and serious topics on So Nigerian is, I can't lie to you, it's a delicate art, you know. It basically just reflects the multifaceted nature of the Nigerian youthful culture, you know. I think one successful episode has to be The Drug Experience, you know, and he navigated this balance was centered around the drug issue, but we still kind of like infused humor with to maintain, and to be honest, that's all we use humor for, you know, just to maintain the engagement level and keep it entertaining. You know, in this episode we just discuss the challenges of just like drugs and in a rapidly changing society. So while addressing this issue too, you know, we incorporated light-hearted anecdotes and comedic elements. Just this approach resonated well with some of our audience, while others it didn't, you know, just making this episode insightful but still enjoyable and entertaining. That's what we like to do. So yeah, I mean, anticipating the evolving podcasting landscape in Nigeria and Africa, I foresee several trends shaping the future, you know. Just increased collaboration between African podcasts, you know, inter-country. That's one thing I foresee. And just the rise of niche content catering to diverse interests, you know. And I just feel like video podcasts are going to be a trend that I'm foreseeing. It's already happening, and I believe it's going to, there's going to be an expansion on that. And just, you know, a growing emphasis on interactive and immersive experiences are likely to define the African podcasting industry. Anyway, to stay ahead, you know, I think so, Nigeria, we just plan to just engage more in collaborations. I feel like that's one thing we are actively looking for, just amplifying our voices and expanding the range of our, you know, perspectives. We just explore certain innovative formats, man. And then leveraging video podcasts as well, you know, just adapting and trying to just evolve content consumption habits, you know. And additionally, just staying connected with our audience, man. Their feedback is what is important, and just embracing our listeners' feedback, and just remaining agile and consistent. We need to remain consistent, and shifts will obviously, you know, agile in response. Just ensure the podcast relevant and will continue to thrive, you know, amid all the dynamic podcasting landscape in Nigeria and Africa. So yeah, that's one thing those are some of the things we plan on staying ahead with.
Engaging in joint episodes, cross-promotion, and collaborative projects has expanded Soul Nigerian's reach, introducing the podcast to new audiences and demonstrating the strength of its content and the shared goal of elevating podcasting in Nigeria.
I mean, collaboration with fellow podcasters is incredibly enriching, you know. I think we've collaborated with Road to 30, Benizims, and Sincerely Accra in Ghana. These are some of the podcasts off my head that we've collaborated with, and it just helps to cross promotion and interacting with them, diverse voices. It always allowed like different perspectives and just shared experiences, and it also broadens the range of the topics as well. You know, these connections have just brought fresh insights, but also foster one kind of like sense of unity and sense of connection in the podcasting community. You know, just engaging in joint episodes, cross promotion, collaborative projects, I just kind of like expanded our reach and introduced Nigerians to new audience. And it's a testament of strength of our content. I mean, these collaborations have just been, they have been invaluable creating a network of support, you know, and that's one thing I'm happy about, just knowledge sharing and mutual growth within the dynamic world of Lagos or Nigeria podcast and African podcasting as well, you know.
Dami considers Soul Nigerian a platform where stories matter, voices resonate, and the community contributes to a narrative that empowers, informs, and unites the vibrant Nigerian youth.
I mean, the vision of Soul Nigerian in the coming years is just to continue being a beacon of like authentic contents in Nigerian youth. You know, this is where we always celebrate our diverse, you know, perspectives and resilience and just aspirations of the Nigerian youth. And I aim to delve deeper into impactful narratives, you know, want to have like deeper episodes and collaborate with inspiring voices, you know, just want to help people and just explore one kind of like innovative formats, just keep the podcast dynamic and also engaging. We have plans coming soon. And to our current and future listeners, I just want to tell you guys, man, thank you for being part of this journey. Soul Nigerian will evolve with your feedback and your aspirations. Soul Nigerian is really a platform where your stories matter and your voices resonate. We call ourselves our brothers and our sisters, you know. Our voices just resonate with each other, and we contribute to a narrative that empowers, informs, and unites the vibrant Nigerian youths. So thank you guys for your ongoing support. Let's continue shaping this narrative and let's continue to support African podcast. Thank you so much.
Hey there. If you're serious about growing your podcast and reaching a wider audience, then listen up. Did you know that promoting your podcast on radio can take your show to new heights? Well, it's true. Radio advertising offers a broader reach, adds credibility, and opens doors to untapped audiences. But I've even got better news for you. Introducing RadioAdSpread.com. With the code DOE800, you get access to a free consultation and your very own account manager. They'll guide you through the process, making it easy to start your radio advertising journey. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to expand your podcast's reach and influence. Visit RadioAdSpread.com today and use the code DOE800. Your podcast deserves to shine. There's more information in the show notes. Into the Podverse is brought to you by Tony Doe Media and is produced by yours truly. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts, and do be sure to leave us a complimentary note via the links in the description. May the Pod Force be with you.